Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my buddy Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement? Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. The president was on the road a couple of days ago in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. He is back on the road today. A 4 o'clock speech Pacific time in Manchester, New Hampshire. What is the message going to be going forward? What was the message in Beaver County, Pennsylvania? Paris Denard is a political commentator, a former George W. Bush staffer, and he's now a member of the 2020 reelect advisory board, and he talked about that message.
It's very clear. The president is here to campaign in states and places where traditionally Republicans in the past may not have done so well. The president's mission was very clear. He was going to go into Pennsylvania and talk to those people and address the concerns of people whom he said from the very beginning when he was taking the stage at the inauguration, those people who have been forgotten, those people that are in those manufacturing jobs, those people who are family members who have felt like they were not a part of the economy or a part of the real American dream. When he had his America First agenda, and when you look at the manufacturing jobs and you look at his commitment to reducing taxes and creating a more robust, inclusive economy, all the things that you rattled off were all those constituency groups are people who traditionally have been forgotten. But President Trump came there to say, listen, you're not forgotten. You weren't forgotten in the 2016 campaign. You haven't been forgotten in my presidency, and you won't be forgotten in my reelection. And that's why he was able to talk directly to them. And the reason why you can hear him speak with such conviction, like you said, he was a card-carrying member of a union, is because that's his background. He has been, I think his son called him the blue-collar billionaire, because he built his career as a professional in New York in the building industry and in construction and in these hotels, because he understands the working man, because he worked with them. He signed their paychecks. He engaged with them every single day, even working under his father. So he has a very strong connection with the working man and the American dreamer, meaning the ones who are here legally, who want to have a better future for themselves and their children. And that was a positive message, and it's one that's going to resonate. That's why it's been also resonating in New Hampshire. You look at that state with the 1,700 manufacturing jobs that are there, I think it's something like almost 20,000 new jobs created in New Hampshire since he was elected. He's connecting, and he has a record to run on, and that's why these rallies are so, so very, very important.
Well, and the other thing, and again, Paris Denard joining us, political commentator, former George W. Bush staffer, and a member of the 2020 advisory board for the President of the United States. One of the things I loved is he put it in terms that those working people could understand. You know, you're living and working in an area that was decimated by the Obama administration. Squad wants to eliminate all your jobs, and that essentially you've got a choice. You can go with the squad and AOC and the 25 presidential wannabes on the Democrat side, or you can go with President Trump, who's going to, you know, not going to tell you that your manufacturing jobs and your energy jobs are going to go by the wayside. We're going to create more of those kind of jobs.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. He's talking about there is a choice. And it's not only a choice that the American people are going to have to make when it comes to reelecting him. It's going to be a choice that Democrats, quite frankly, are going to have to choose. They're going to have to say, are we going to go with a Democrat candidate that is pro massive expansion of the federal government, that is pro-socialist policies and tendencies, that is anti-American policies and anti-freedom-loving, democracy-loving, and free enterprise-loving policies, pro-growth policies? Or are we going to go with a Democrat that is more in line with my values? Well, quite frankly, I don't think that Democrat exists that's running in 2020. And so the president then comes and says, well, let me give you a choice, Democrat. Let me give you a choice, blue state. Let me give you a choice, independent, free-thinking millennial. Let me show you that what I said I was going to do, I've done, promises kept, promises made, and what I've done as president is going to impact you now and into the future. Let me continue on. The choice could not be clearer. Because the president has a record of results that he can run on, which is something that none of those Democrats can do.
And Paris, just from a pure political standpoint, how does any Democrat from that 25-person field, how does anybody come into, for instance, Beaver County and embrace the AOC plus three, the squad, any of these 25 presidential wannabes, when what you want to do is decimate what these people are doing? You've got a big, huge petrochemical plant under construction that is going to be the eighth wonder of the world in the energy industry. How does anybody on the Democrat side that, unless you're taking the what I call the Texas-Tennessee model, where they are, Democrats almost sound like Republicans. Now, they don't govern that way. But I'm wondering how Democrats can even come in and to someplace like Beaver County and have anything to talk about.
Well, if they do, they're not going to be talking to the people of Beaver County, right? They're either going to do one or two things. They're going to flip-flop and pander, or they're going to just overlook Beaver County and talk to a more liberal, extreme base utilizing the national platform. And I think they'll probably do the latter because you cannot go to a place like Beaver County and pretend as if the policies that you are promoting all across the country in your campaign stump speeches and the things that you're putting out is by any means going to be supportive of the hardworking people of Beaver County. Because they won't. The Green New Deal is not something that's good. Medicare for All is something that's not good for Beaver County or the rest of America. So they can't do that. And so what you'll see them doing, they'll pivot to something like, oh, the president is a racist. They'll pivot to something like, oh, I don't like the president's tone. They'll pivot to all these things that really have that are actually untrue and not factual as a distraction to their own platform and their own policies that are not going to be good for Beaver County or any other county in America, and ignore the positive, factual, hardcore evidence-based, data factual-based record of achievement in this inclusive economy of President Donald Trump for the past 2.5 years.
And again,
that's
Paris,
why the president's rallies are so important.
Again, Paris Denard joining as political commentator, a member of the 2020 advisory board for the president. Let's cycle ahead, if we can, to tonight. Mm-hmm. This will be Manchester, New Hampshire. I call it the belly of the beast. It's the it's the blue northeastern part of the United States. First of all, what's the thought process going into New Hampshire? Is that a winnable state?
You know, every state that has been benefiting from the president's pro-growth, inclusive economy is a winnable state. And when you look at what's happened in New Hampshire, almost 20,000 new jobs created. That includes 1,700 manufacturing jobs. Since the president was elected, the unemployment rate, let's just talk about unemployment. Unemployment rate in New Hampshire has decreased from 2.8 to 2.5, which is the fourth lowest in the country. And the tax cuts that he supported early on, the average tax cut was about $1,400, which is nearly 1,000 jobs there. You know,
wow.
Food stamps went down. So New Hampshire is one of the shining examples of the impact of the Trump inclusive economy. And additionally, politically, we know how important New Hampshire and Iowa are. And so what President Trump says is, okay, Democrats, you want to play? You want to play hardball? I'll go right into, like you said, the belly of the political beast, and I'll stand flat-footed and compete against all of you. Even in, I'll meddle in your primary and force you to defend your record. I'll go there and I'll compete and I'll stand there. You know, Corey Lewandowski's from New Hampshire, and so there's support there from in terms of the president's connection to the state. And you have a lot of people there that are supportive of him because of what he stands for. And that's why you have people already camped outside the arena for days, because they are hungry for the truth, and they're hungry to break through the fake news and the lies of the left and the mainstream media, and they want to hear from this president because he can talk about the things he's doing, not just for the entire country, not just for the world, quite frankly, from an international perspective, but what he's doing for New Hampshire. And that is very, very important.
By the way, I'm just getting this from USA Today. Israel is apparently barring U.S. congresspeople Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from entering their country. What do you make of that? I mean, that's, these people have been so anti-Israel, maybe it's coming back to bite them.
Well, look, if I got on the national press and I said, Kevin, like, you're horrible, you know, Nevada should be, I would support anybody or anything that would kind of eliminate Nevada and all this stuff, I think you would probably think twice about inviting me over for dinner. Right? So why on earth would Israel say, yes, you have espoused anti-Semitic comments and policies and at best or at worst supported or been silent when people did this, if you didn't do it outright yourself, and now you want to come to our country? Absolutely not. No, thank you. You're not welcome here. And I think they did the right thing. And I think that if they want to have a decent conversation, a real conversation about Israel, about Israeli politics, and how they are one of our strongest allies, they should have conversations with the president and with the large number of people who support Israel, because Israel supports the U.S. before they can try to say these disgusting things that are anti-Semitic at best, and then go over to the country and act like they should have the red carpet and welcome to the country. But Israel did the right thing.
I want to ask you, the Dow is up as we speak, 110 points. It was down 800 yesterday. I almost get a sense that Democrats are holding their breath, rooting for a recession. It seems like that's the only hope they have of beating this president is beating him on the economy. What do you make of this volatile thing we're doing on Wall Street over the course of the last couple of weeks? You know, the Chinese are going to talk. They're not going to talk. What do you make of this? And are you worried at all about a recession at this point?
You know, from the experts that I've heard, and especially the ones that are working in the White House, a recession is not in the future. I think that the economy is strong, but we have to understand that markets go up and down. The fact that it was down 800 and up 100 today shows you that the stock market is resilient. If you look at, you know, people play the short game all the time. President Trump plays the long game. You look at the short game. The markets go up and go down, but from the course of his presidency, the stock market has been on an upward trajectory, and if it has stabilized, it's been stable on a high, historic highs, in fact. And so The president has a long view, and anybody who's in the stock market knows you don't beat them for the short term, you beat them for the long haul. And I think the president's policies are such that are going to be positively impacting the stock market and the economy, the global system. Now, the president is an unpredictable negotiator. That's part of his negotiating strategy. And so world leaders and others that he's negotiating with, they don't know what to do. They don't know what he's going to do. That is a tactic that he uses, which has been effective. And so because of that, you will see the markets go up and down. But the general trajectory of what he's doing and the what he's trying to implement, like he said China was going to come back to the table, which they did, and these trade deals that he's doing, they're going to net positively for the American people and for our economy. And so I wouldn't read too much into the fluctuating day-to-day economy. I would look at the trends. I would look at, you know, what we're doing as a nation and how consumers are feeling and how consumers are doing and the jobs that are creating and narrowing these gaps and how many people are participating actively in a positive way, wages going up and things like that for the economy. The up and down volatility of the stock market are going to have it. But I'll leave you with this, Kevin. It is sad that you have Democrats, especially the ones running for Congress, running for president, who are betting against the American people and wishing for and hoping for and advocating and doing things as obstructionists to try to thwart this country from succeeding and thwart this president from succeeding for the American people. So when they wish for a recession, when they try to block things like positive trade agreements, like they do with the United States and Mexico and things like that, that is going against the American people and rooting against them. And there's something just essentially un-American and pretty pathetic about that.
I got to tell you, I feel the same way. I am absolutely convinced that there are Democrats who realize that their only hope of regaining power is if we and the world goes through some sort of recession. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but I honestly believe that there are Democrats out there that are rooting for a recession. They've tried Russian collusion. They've tried obstruction of justice. They've tried impeachment. They've tried all these things. And yet, they can't get anything to stick. They've still got Trump as president. That's what's so incredibly sad. Unbelievable. It's sad that it comes to this. I need to take a break because I'm running way behind. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. You want to join us? By the way, do you share my skepticism? My view that the Democrats are praying for a recession because it's the only way they can unseat Donald J. Trump. That's what I think. And we'll see if you agree with me. You might disagree. You might disagree, and that's okay. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side, live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a fast machine. She kept it's live and local now. Coming up, we'll preview the president's speech tonight, actually this afternoon, 4 o'clock this afternoon in New Hampshire, and a whole lot more. Also, it's your chance to sound off. For those of you that don't know, that may be new to the program, from 11:30 till noon every day, we do what we call our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in, you tell us what it is that matters to you. We'll get to your calls coming up. As a matter of fact, we'll do that in just a couple minutes. You want to join us? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of live Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. I was there for lunch yesterday. Had a great time. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You certainly can. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's take you to Reno. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I want to talk about the Bernie's hypocrisy. I don't care if he's a communist. Doesn't bother me. The first thing out of this guy's mouth is Trump's a racist, an Islamophobe, a this-a-phobe. Now, Bernie grew up in Brooklyn. He left New York to go to Lily White, Vermont. Why? Why doesn't anybody call him on this? Everybody's a racist to him. That's what he accuses. Why is he in Vermont? For health reasons? You know, New York is 45% white. Vermont is like 97-98%. This is what drives me nuts about these limousine liberals. They all live in either Beverly Hills or Malibu, but everybody else is a racist. You know, somebody's got to call this guy on him. I know Bernie. I know this type. I'm from the Bronx. And it's really this race hypocrisy is absolutely disgusting. If they want to make everything race, then make everything race. By the way, I heard Wayne Allen Root, and I hear all the Republicans blaming all this black crime on Democrats. Is that the reason? Because it's Democrat-controlled cities? Is that really the reason, or are they afraid to say the reason?
Whoa. Don't just leave us hanging. What's the real reason then? What do you think the real reason is?
The real reason is because they're blacks, and they're black dominated cities, and these people, can I say the word savage? Let's just be honest. You have Democrat controlled cities that are very free from crime, like Burlington, Vermont, like Beverly Hills, like West Hollywood. It's the Democrats, is it?
But they
can't say it. Go ahead.
No. In fact, I was just going to say, I would choose that it's Democrat, not necessarily black led, because there are communities that Kansas City is one that has black leadership, and it's as Midwestern as they come. Hang on one second. There we go. I would tend to think that it is Democrat leadership. Baltimore, Democrat leadership for what? I don't know, 40 years, 50 years. No, it has. Is it racial? See, I'm not sure that it's racial. I'm not sure anybody's trying to make it into racial. As much as it is that it's Democrat, liberal, utopian. A leadership. That's what it is. Go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Real quick first to correct you. I watch CNBC quite often because I have some stock problems. Anyway, when you said they were down 100 points, it was up 100. Now it's corrected itself. It was down 100 points, not up 100 points.
Oh no! That was an interview. That was an interview that originally aired in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Anyway,
Small axe to grind,
real quick.
Okay.
I don't know if you sent it, but all the other talk show hosts, I follow you. When President Clinton was the president, he went to Epstein's Island 26, 27 times. Well, that is ridiculous. When a president travels, he has 3 to 4 Secret Service agents with him, plus other staff. I have 2 relatives, one in the State Department and one with the Security Service, which I can't go into which one it is. And all of them have testified and said he's never gone there. How can he go with all those people and none of them know about it? All the Secret Service agents and everybody. That is the biggest lie being perpetrated as a conspiracy theory. It's ridiculous.
Well, all I know is that's out there. And until somebody can prove it wrong, You know, it's out there. It's out there in the ether. I'm sorry, but it is. And everybody's trying to figure this whole thing out, this Jeffrey Epstein deal. Listen to this one. Let's go to Cut 5. Because Cut 5 is Chris Matthews. And his, what I would call a bizarre explanation of politicians embracing Jeffrey Epstein. This is Cut number 5, last night on MSNBC.
One thing culturally that goes on in politics that I find really dismaying, politicians need money. A lot of them aren't that wealthy. They live on their salaries, yes. $100,000 a year. They're not crying, but they love travel and private planes. They have to get around for their professional and political reasons. They become so-called friends with the wrong frickin' people. And these people are frightening, and they want something from, they want the prestige of hanging around a politician. And these relationships are awful, the names that have come out. I don't want to use their names tonight, but the names, why do these people know a guy like this guy Epstein? Why do they even want to know him?
Because a lot of times the most valuable asset that politicians have is access to their power that they exercise presumably on behalf of the American people. But then they end up sometimes giving that access to sleazy characters like Epstein, who was running this vast criminal conspiracy. And the fact is that other people participated. Somebody had to train these girls, somebody had to recruit these girls, and along with Epstein, they coerced these girls into sexual trafficking. Even though Epstein has left this earth on his own terms, these other co-conspirators should be brought to justice.
So all they wanted was a ride on a private plane. Is that it? They didn't want any sex. Are you joking? Chris Matthews ought to have his head examined. No, I'm serious. This is just bizarre. I want you to hear, and I promise I'd let you hear it, a bizarre exchange between Bernie Sanders. This was in New Hampshire, okay? And it's an area of the country that's had humongous opioid abuse. And I want you to hear Bernie Sanders and his knee-jerk reaction when somebody asks him a question. And by the way, the questioner is a Trump supporter. So a Trump supporter somehow got into a Bernie function, and even got to ask a question, two questions, of the of Bernie. Listen to Bernie Sanders and the knee-jerk reaction from Bernie Sanders to this Trump supporter. This is cut number 8. Bernie Sanders yesterday in New Hampshire.
Bernie, my name is Steven Steiner.
Steven.
To serve on the Budget Committee, ZBA, and Planning Board, and ran for the State Senate. I am a Republican, and I do support Donald Trump. A couple of things. No hatred, please. Give me my time. Yeah. A couple of things. How do you feel about the right to try that Donald Trump...
Right to what?
Right to try.
Right to try.
Right
Donald
to try.
Trump. Well, no president is above the law, and if you're talking about after he leaves...
No. Right to try, folks, is when people are terminally ill, they can get that are in the pipeline, they can try. Doesn't matter how far they are.
You're talking about new experimental drugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right to try.
Yeah, in general. I mean, the answer is in general, yes.
Okay, hold on. I got to use the other finger.
Sure.
Okay. The opiate problem hit my family more than once. When Donald Trump was in Londonderry, day before the primary in 2016, I got to not ask him a question, more gave him a directive, and that was to ask him to use his family, himself, use the bully pulpit of the White House to do something about the opiate problem. And he's now using his wife, because last time this happened was during Ronald Reagan, as we both know. How do you think he's handling the opiate situation?
Not well enough. Because it is a major epidemic, a major serious problem in your state. It's a serious problem in my state. And I'll tell you what I think. Right now, as you may be aware, there are attorney generals are you aware of this, from all over the country, have come together to put on trial the major opioid manufacturers. Did you know that? Okay. And what one of the things that I wanted to do, and we wrote to the chairman, I'm on a committee called the Health Education Labor Committee, which deals with this stuff, and we said, Mr. Chairman, bring the opioid manufacturers into Washington, let them raise their hand under oath and tell us when they knew that opioids were addictive. Okay, and you know what? I think this trial is going to show that Purdue and some other major manufacturers knew that it was addictive, and yet they continued.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, what? Okay, are you listening, sir? Are you asking me a question? And I'm talking to you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And they knew what they were doing was addictive and dangerous. To my mind, if that in fact is true, they should be tried in a criminal basis.
Well, see, when my son died in 2001, a lot of love in here, I can hear it. When my son died in 2001, no one knew about the dangers of how bad OxyContin was. They only knew, the drug peddlers and all knew how high we could get off by washing off the outer coating and snorting OxyContin, okay? So,
but there was a point.
But they made the medicine for sick people, and it got diverted.
I do know a little bit about this. I'm on the committee. But there was a point when they knew that there were communities in West Virginia and Ohio where an enormous number of pills were coming in, yeah, which had nothing to do with pain relief. They knew it. And if they knew it and they were passing around those pills, they should be held criminally responsible.
I love the way he had the knee-jerk talking points reaction to right to try. I mean, that was just bizarre. And that's so incredibly sad. And, you know, for years now, in fact, we were trying to total, I think it's like 4 years. 4 years I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Last Thursday was my delivery day, believe it or not. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. I know there are a lot of communities out there that don't have a distributor for Real Water. You don't see it in your grocery store or convenience stores. So we've got something for you, too. It's called Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. To learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. It's my website. And click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. Check it out. And again, go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. I need to take a break. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Scott, you'll be leading off. Everybody else behind Scott. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop, real
real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design, project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I want you to hear, before we go to Scott, and I'm going to give Scott as much time as he needs, I do want to go to Cut 7. Mike Rogers is a former member of Congress and trying to defend Steve King, the Iowa congressman who made some horrible statements on rape and incest. I mean, really bad stuff. This is Cut 7, and this is Mike Rogers, the former member of Congress, on CNN.
A lot of Democrats today, including several of the ones that we've spoken about already, are attacking your former colleague, Republican Congressman Steve King, for comments that Steve King made in which he was trying to defend his position in not believing in exceptions on abandoned abortion for incest and rape. This is how he tried to explain himself.
What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that, considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taken place and whatever happened in culture after society? I know I can't certify that I'm not part of a product of that.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg responded on the campaign trail just a few minutes ago.
You would think it would be pretty easy to come out against rape and incest. Then again, you'd think it would be pretty easy to come out against white nationalism.
And Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, is running for president, tweeted, quote, Steve King, you are a disgrace. Resign.
Why does he say things like that?
Well, you're asking me.
Well, he's a colleague of yours. I don't even understand. He's literally defending rape and incest it produced people.
This is not the first time that Congressman King has inserted his foot in his mouth. And it appears that maybe he got both of them in his mouth on this particular.
And a few other people's, I think.
And he does not speak for Republicans. And I understand this is a heightened political season and everybody wants a pound of flesh from the other team. But he should be addressed for the comments that he made. He should correct his comments. But we shouldn't drag this across the country as one group of Americans who believes certain things are bad and horrible and racist people and the other ones are not. I actually think this whole racism height of campaigning on both sides is dangerous for the country. This takes a long time to heal. And if every conversation is only about race and insinuating race and racism from both sides, by the way, I agree. I'm telling you, we are going to have a problem getting back to normalcy after the 2020 election. I hope both parties cease and desist. And I do think the president needs to change his language. And I hope he comes out very clearly and rejects white supremacists. He comes out and helps the FBI get domestic terrorism investigative tools that they've been asking for. There are really important things. And by the way, this is really interesting on the racism problem in America. They're not seeing a swelling of people who are identifying as what they would call white nationalists. They're having an increase in people radicalizing from the white supremacist movement into violence.
Right. That they're taking action.
They're getting radicalized. And if you talk to law enforcement, they do think that there are ways to do it, but it's not necessarily law enforcement. You have to interject and get into that stream earlier. We're not even talking about that. And the reason is 2020 election.
There you have it. Mike Rogers, former member of Congress from Michigan. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. My wife and I moved out here from the state of New Hampshire. New Hampshire, at one time, used to be a conservative state. But since Gene Shaheen got in there and all these others, now it's a total whack job. On our license plate, when we drove across country, it read, live free or die. And now that license plate should read, pay ridiculously high taxes and die in poverty. Now, Jean Shaheen, she came up with what was called a view tax. Now, I want all your liberal listeners to hear this. A view tax. If you owned a property in New Hampshire, and you had a view of, let's say, a mountain or a lake or a pond, you had to pay a view tax. You had to pay for the view. Now, in the town we left in New Hampshire, there was a man living in that town, and he was totally blind. And on his property, he had a view. Do you know that he had to pay a view tax?
No. That can't be. That's incredible. That is not surprising. Now, of course, you know what happened. It's the same thing that's happening here. As people flee the People's Republic of California and come to Nevada, people have flown the coop from high taxes and other liberal problems in Massachusetts, and they've moved to New Hampshire. We'll take this up again tomorrow. I'll have highlights from the president's speech this afternoon in New Hampshire. Hope you'll join us then. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Tell your dreams to me. Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for